we swept that night, and we swept during the day. And June the 6th, when daylight came, the Germans really opened up fire, and we opened up fire too, our big ships, which was behind us, because we had swept the path for them. And they were shooting over us. Had they sunk us minesweepers, I think, it wouldn't have been the invasion that day. They would have probably had to call it off until they could get something going somewhere else where it wasn't as dangerous with the mines.
The troops would not have been able to land if it wasn't for us minesweepers. We swept all around the islands of the South Pacific during the war. And then we went into Japan. So we had to land in Japan. They had to go into Tokyo and sign the peace treaty. My ship, we mined Kobe Harbor, all of Kobe Harbor, all around the China Sea's side of Japan. And it was dangerous. We knew where the charts were on them, but there were some that came loose. They were floating. But some did not float to the top. They were under the water, but they were caught on something. So we'd have to send a diver down. And the diver would put on this, you know, heavy old-fashioned diving gear, and we'd lower him over the side, and he'd get down and check out the chain on the mine. And if it was caught, he'd loosen the chain so that the mine could float on top of the water. So we'd get him up as fast as we could, and then two or three of us would take a rifle and aim it and shoot at the mine and blow it up. And when we blew up that mine, our ship was so small and so light that it would just come right out of the water and fly. And then it would land with a thump like that. And your stomach was up in your nose somewhere. But then we'd all, that night, we'd celebrate and make pizza and have a pizza party.
Yeah. Yes.
And one night I was on duty, I was at the helm, and it was the 12 to 4 watch, I think, or maybe the 4 to 8. And I was supposed to be relieved by a buddy who lives in Idaho. So he's coming to relieve me. He opened the hatch, and he walked in, and we have a counter. And he just went over on the counter, lay down. He was so sleepy, but he didn't dog the hatch. So this is very, very rough seas. And a little wooden ship like that is like a ball in a bathtub. Cork, right? And the ship lurched. A wave came and hit us from one side, and the ship lurched. I'm on the wheel. I was knocked off the wheel. I was slid across the floor. Feet hit the hatch curb, and out I went. I went out into the deep blue, and there was a railing. Luckily, I grabbed the railing, and my feet were dangling. I looked down. It was ocean beneath me. I looked up, and there was a starry sky, and I said, oh, my God, this is it. And then another wave came from the other side, and first thing I know, I was right in back where I was standing.
Thank God.
Help. Thank God. And he capped us up there. What the hell's going on down there? And so my buddy got up and he went over and dug the hatch. So that was a scary moment.